and driver January 2018.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Tax reform is on the agenda. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but will House Republicans who meet with President Trump today bring up the Putin summits?
I did not think this was a good moment for our country.
That is Senator Bob Corker, one of many Republicans joining Democrats critical of the president, appearing to believe the Russian leader's denials about interfering in the 2016 campaign. GOP Senator John Barrasso says,
I don't know what the president said to him privately, but I hope he has said, look, we know you did this in 2016. Better make sure you don't do it in 2018, because if you do, this is the punishing response. It's going to happen.
Senate Republicans are considering a resolution that would back U.S. intelligence conclusions. Some Democrats wonder if Russia has dirt on President Trump. He told Fox's Sean Hannity,
one thing you know, if they had it, it would have been out.
The president said it's a shame. The focus on the summit's been about what he calls the witch hunt.
We're talking about nuclear proliferation. We're talking about Syria and humanitarian aid. We're talking about all of these different things.
More than 9 months after that massacre in Las Vegas, we still don't know the gunman's motive, but we do know a nasty court fight may be brewing involving the Mandalay Bay Hotel, from where Stephen Paddock opened fire on the 32nd floor. Fox's Tanya J. Powers is on the case live.
Dave, MGM Resort says it has no liability for that attack last October that killed 58 and hurt more than 800. They're suing the victims. The company went to federal courts in Nevada and California saying claims against the hotel must be dismissed. An attorney for some of the victims told the Las Vegas Review-Journal that this is a preemptive strike by MGM Resorts to get the cases heard in federal court instead of state court. A spokeswoman for MGM says the company is trying to avoid years of drawn-out litigation, which wouldn't benefit those victims, Dave.
Tanya, in Houston, a suspected serial killer who was out on parole and had cut off an ankle monitoring bracelet was just captured this morning after a chase. Jose Gilberto Rodriguez is a person of interest in three murders and other crimes in the past week. This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Russia's leader keeps denying all the allegations of meddling.
First of all, Russia, as a state, has never interfered with the internal affairs of the United States, let alone its elections.
But Fox's Chris Wallace asked Vladimir Putin about the 12 Russian intelligence officials charged in the U.S.
Why do you think Robert Mueller issued this indictment 3 days before you and President Trump met here at the summit?
I'm not interested in this issue in this single bit.
Wallace also asked,
why is it that so many people who were political enemies of Vladimir Putin are attacked?
Well, first of all of us have plenty of political rivals. I'm pretty sure President Trump has plenty of political rivals.
But they don't end up dead.
Putin's response?
Well, haven't presidents been killed in the United States? Have you forgotten about it? Well, has Kennedy been killed in Russia or in the United States? Mr. King, what happens at the clashes between police and civil society and several ethnic groups? Well, that's something that happens on the U.S. soil.
More deadly attacks in Afghanistan today. An ISIS suicide bomber targeting a meeting of village elders and Taliban members, killing at least 20 people, including a Taliban commander. Taliban insurgents are blamed for the other attack, hitting police checkpoints, killing 9 officers. Hawaii volcano boat tours will continue off the coast of the Big Island, but they'll stay farther offshore the day after an explosion of lava into the boat, sent molten rock. flying into that boat through the roof, injuring 23 passengers. Aaron Walsh was on board.
I didn't even believe that this was coming towards us. We had been watching it, and it was so beautiful, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, my God.
They'll have to stay about 1,000 feet offshore now. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A not guilty plea from a University of Illinois student hurt in an officer-involved shooting. Police say Samuel Applebaum aimed a gun at police before they fired. He is charged with disorderly conduct. To be released, the judge said Applebaum must cooperate with mental health treatment. A Champaign man has been arrested in Kentucky for a fatal shooting in Champaign in March. U.S. Marshals arrested 39-year-old Cornelius Freeman in the fatal shooting of 26-year-old Michael White of Chicago. Governor Bruce Rauner has signed new gun control bills. One new law allows police and family members to take guns away from those who could potentially be a threat to themselves or others. He also signed legislation that requires a 72-hour waiting period for the purchase of guns. The new red flag law authorizes courts to ban gun possession or purchase through emergency civil restraining orders. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Thank you, Jamie Monticelli. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Not bad. We've got a high 84 today, 61 with clear conditions tonight. Wednesday's high at 81, down to 59. 82 with sunshine Thursday. 67 the low Thursday evening with a 30% chance of rain. 50% shot at showers coming into Friday, but then pretty nice getting into the weekend. Right now the temperature's at 71. On ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Jeremy Warner Show heading to downtown Chicago, Big Ten Media Days, live Monday and Tuesday. That's this coming Monday and Tuesday, brought to you by MX Electric. Veteran-owned and operated, serving our community over 15 years. No matter the size of your electrical issue, MX Electric wants to be your company. Relax. Call Max, 217-359-7213. We talk a lot about Donald Trump. I said, number one, there's nothing he could have done that the detractors would have liked. Number two, we don't know what happened behind closed doors. And number three, you're going to go on the road and call out the leader of Russia, embarrass him in front of the media? That's essentially what the Democrats are calling for. Not if you want a positive relationship. You don't do that. Somebody said what?
Well, like the Democrats have never played poker, you know, meaning you have to be diplomatic.
Well, you have to see how where this goes. But again, you got to understand the narrative. They need to, the Democrats need to destroy Donald Trump. The left have to get rid of him because they got to beat him in midterms, then they can impeach him and or beat him in 20 with whatever candidate. Because you've got to keep going on. There was a cheat going on. They cheated with Russia. That's why Hillary lost, because it wasn't her fault. Everybody knows that by now. And so they cheated, and we've got to keep pushing this. See, he's got something on Trump. Look at the way he treats. Wow. They've got to keep it going. Because
mm-hmm.
that can rally up the base. It's just strategy. Not one of them believe this is true. There's no way. Chuck Schumer doesn't believe anything went on, but he's got to keep it going. You just got to keep that thing alive, because that's a base rallying cry. Okay, I'm going live tomorrow to perhaps get a little dirty. I don't know. I hope not. Maybe I'll have gloves. Anyway, I'm going Spring Green tomorrow live. It's a Hard Working Man series continuing. I'll broadcast from their offices in St. Joe. And then at 9 o'clock, I think I get in a truck and go somewhere and do things, which this whole experience has been like, oh, really? You guys work that hard? Wow. I think I'm perspiring. So we'll be with Spring Green tomorrow. They do a wonderful, your neighborhood lawn care team. They take care of your lawn. You can drive by my house. It's pretty darn good right now. And they're responsible for the no weeds. Can really look nice. Anyway, Spring Green tomorrow, live on the radio, 7 to 9, live on Facebook. After that, as I, quote, work for Spring Green for a few hours. According to StopBullying.gov, 1 in 2 children, 1 in 2, that's 50% of kids grades 4 through 12 reported being bullied, that can continue into the summer months. Why? Because of the smartphone. Kids and Kindness Advocate, founder of Let'sAllBeKind.com, author of the children's book, The Adventures of Fatty and... How do I say that, Marie?
Payaso.
Fatty and Payaso. It's Marie Unanaway. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
I have suggested, radically, that we ban smartphones from children till they're 16. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more.
Okay, then let's just do that. Okay, we're going to do that.
Okay, easy enough.
We're going to do that because, Marie, there's too much stuff. I mean, it was one thing to tease. It's one thing to get on the playground and point at kids and make fun of them and laugh at them. Social media is an entirely different monster that we're being consumed by.
Absolutely. When we were kids, we didn't know if we weren't invited to a party. You know, our weekends, we just enjoyed doing what we were doing. But now, unfortunately, if you're excluded, you're seeing all the other kids at the party because they're posting pictures of it.
You know, there are 250 children every hour that try and commit suicide in this country.
Oh, my goodness.
The numbers are staggering.
Numbers are just out of hand. There's more suicides in America than opiate epidemic overdoses. I mean, why aren't we talking about this, Marie?
I don't know. I don't know why it's not in the forefront of everyone's mind and discussed daily. I think that's part of the problem. I don't think parents are engaging with their children to find out what's going on social media. I think parents kind of had their head in the sand. And I think that parents need to step up and get more involved so they could, you know, see ahead of time that there's a problem and kind of cut it off at the pass.
And when your child's looking down to that screen, they might be being crushed like a aluminum can based on a comment or a picture, and your parents don't know anything.
Exactly. And that's why at letsallbekind.com, we talk about ways to engage your children. We talk about taking the kindness challenge, which we're hoping is a platform that takes off where kids will go out of their way to be kind to another child, especially one that's being bullied. And then share it on social media. So I want to kind of make social media a friendly place where kids are talking about ways to be kind. And hopefully that'll shame the kids that are doing the exact opposite.
My daughter's going to Miss America. And I bring it up only because her platform is about this. She really wants to reach kids. Her platform is for Miss America's You Matter, Mental Health Education for Our Youth. And she spoke recently here on the campus of the University of Illinois. And the response was wonderful, but it was also a little discouraging that there are that many young girls, particularly girls in this case, that needed to talk to Grace. And some of the trials and stuff that they're thinking and going through, this is deep, Marie, and we really, really need to address it.
I couldn't agree more, and I think parents should start by teaching their kids empathy so they could put themselves in the shoes of someone else, because they might think twice about what they post if they thought, wow, what if somebody did this about me, or what if this was me that it was happening to? And I think that when parents teach child empathy, it might go a long way to stopping them or having them think twice before they make the wrong choice.
Yeah, and if the parents are doing it, then good luck to the kids, right? I mean, and parents do it.
Well, that's the problem.
Yep.
Yeah, and they got to lead by example. And you know, my thing is if you line up 200 parents and they talk about all the bullies, I could guarantee you not one of those parents will say, my kid is the bully.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, you're right. Let'sallbekind.com. Phone hug. There you go, Marie. Keep up your good
Thank
work.
Thank you so much. Good luck to your daughter.
Thank you. Root for Miss Illinois and Miss America on September 9 on ABC. That's a plug.
I certainly will. Thanks.
Marie Unanaway is her name, founder of Let'sAllBeKind.com. That's a nice thing to do. And doesn't it all come down to love? Doesn't it all come down to love?
It sure does.
I mean, everybody loves somebody, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
And so just get into that nice, fuzzy, warm feeling. It's hard to think politics and think love, too, because right now there's not much of it.
Mm-mm.
Oof.
So contentious.
Understanding the basics of budgeting, Busey wants you to know about saving and monitoring money. There are four reasons why you break your budget from Busey. Forgetting the future. You get fired up. I've done that. I've totally spent money I shouldn't have, because you get fired up in the moment.
Right.
Very easy to do that, but boy, you're going to get that bill later. Manage your finances whenever you want, wherever you are. Busey has a Busey mobile app. I use that a lot. Busey text, money management, Busey bill payment. I do that all the time. I'm totally an e-banker with Busey. Regain control of your finances and at least address it. If there are issues, you have to tackle it or it won't change. Busey.com. Call 800-67-BUSEY. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today. They've got many professionals that can help in any way you'd like. Busey, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 8:15. Check your sports headlines, ESPN 93.5 on this Tuesday. It is July 17.
The big bat was Bryce Harper in the home run derby. Boy, he really came through in those extra few 30 seconds.
Well, he only had to hit one. He went nuts in the last minute.
I know, nine out of ten.
He had nine home runs in a minute. And did you see his dad?
Was his dad pitching?
His dad was pitching. What do you call him? A beast? I mean, he was massive.
Now we know where Bryce gets it.
And he was so kind, he had his dad hold the trophy after this.
There it is! Center field, and Bryce Harper has thrown his bat in the air and won the 2018 T-Mobile Home Run Derby, and yeah. He loves it.
Yep, and he hugged his dad. He handed the trophy to his dad. He said, he's my hero. His dad is rock solid, weightlifting, massive beard, bald head, and just looks like he pumps more weight than Bryce. Bryce Harper, he's going to look so good in a Cardinal uniform next year.
All right.
So fun when he signs with the Cardinals.
That's a good thought.
Well, I think he's actually more likely to sign with the Yankees or the Cubs.
And Kyle Schwarber did well as a big hitter. I mean, he had 16.
Well, he had the thing won, and then Bryce with the home crowd went
right.
Nuts.
Exactly.
But no, Kyle Schwarber, how thick is his neck? If he went to Michelle's Bridal and Tuxedo and they measured Kyle Schwarber's neck,
it might not be a slim fit like it was for you.
No, I'm thinking 20, 21 on his neck.
On the neck?
No, yeah.
Wow.
Check, the guy's got a neck. I mean, that's massive. I mean, I'm thinking I'm a 16. Oh, that guy's 22.
There you go.
I want to measure Kyle Schwarber's neck for a tux.
All right. Well, we'll see him in action tonight with the All-Star Game starting at 7 o'clock.
And Javier Baez, by the way, at 17 and got beat.
Okay.
By a guy nobody's heard of, Max Muncy.
I see.
The Cardinals need a Max Muncy. Max Muncy was cut by the A's. Went to his high school field, waited for the high school team to quit their practice so he could take some swings, hoping somebody would sign him. The Dodgers gave him a chance. He's gone nuts. Max Muncy. Who? Anyway, Max Muncy beat Javier Baez. Javier looked good. He leads off tonight for the National League.
Okay, good.
And Wilson Contreras, the Cub catcher, also in there.
And Yadier Molina is also on the roster.
He's Cardinal representative. Hopefully he'll get an at-bat. Miles Michaelis, the only other Cardinal, will not pitch because he pitched Sunday.
And that's the same case with John Lester on the Cub front. 13 NCAA tournament qualifiers are in the schedule for the Illini volleyball team as they released the schedule yesterday. Things start up in Fort Collins, Colorado at the end of August on the 24th. It's like a month away now. This is so crazy. I'm not ready.
Off we go.
And, of course, Big Ten Media Day. Some of the football guys will try to grab interviews with Nick Allegretti, Mike Dudek. They're not saying Mikey Dudek anymore.
I think he prefers Mike. I think he thinks Mikey sounds like he's eight.
And Jamal Milan.
If Mikey sounds eight, what's Stevie sound like?
That's right. And thanks to Prospect Bank and helping communities in Central Illinois and beyond, Bank Smarter with custom solutions that allow customers to realize their financial dreams. Go to bankprospect.com, and they're one of our sponsors for the Big Ten Media Days next week, where you'll find Austin Berkland with the Jeremy Werner Show.
Yep, going to have that coverage for you, and I think Jeremy Werner is one of the top reporters going. And all the coaches know him and love him, think he's really, really good at this, and
he's
is.
He's fair and balanced.
He's
awesome.
Very good at it. He just is really, really good. And so he'll give you what's going on up there. And if you're interested in the Big Ten and the Fighting Illini, you'll want to listen to this next. And also on top.
I remember when I was starting in sports, and after my Illini stories, I'd say, go Illini! And Jeremy was like, I wouldn't do that, Diane.
It's kind of a rooting thing.
Kind of biased.
Yeah, that's okay. We're homers. On this show, we're just homers. We're not reporters. Exactly. We're just homers. Check your weather.
Sunshine, I-84, down to 68. 81 with sunshine tomorrow, down to 58. 82 on Thursday. Saturday's high is at 78. 58. The chance of showers I'm seeing is Thursday night and coming into Friday's forecast. We're currently at 74 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, ESPN 93.5, check your Fox Business Minute. Be right back. Check some more text. You're always welcome to text in on anything we say or do. 359-2255, 359-2255. A little more on the Donald Trump presser. I'm against the grain on this. Not that unusual. More on that coming up. 820 ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Network, Goldman Sachs has officially named its new chief executive, investment banker David Solomon. A company veteran will succeed the company's longtime CEO, Lloyd Blankfein, on October 1st. Goldman's earnings in the recent quarter were stronger than expected, though its trading business was disappointing. Texas-based Comerica Bank is reporting sharply higher earnings. It was helped by lending more, collecting more fees, and cutting expenses. Comerica says it expects interest rate increases to help the bank. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell will testify on the economy today to the Senate Banking Committee. He'll also answer questions and will return tomorrow to address the House Financial Services Committee. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 44 on Monday. The Nasdaq dropped 20. The S&P down 2. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-566-7906 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-566-7906 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Get it now. Get your artwork before it's gone at the Larry Camphor Gallery's 30% off the wall sale. This Thursday through Sunday, all artwork in the gallery is at least 30% off. Get the artwork you want before it's gone. This week only at the Larry Camphor Gallery.
Yeah, he's got some new ones up there. I love Larry Canfer's artwork. He's leading a trip to Ireland, and we're going to do kind of a launch of Stevie J Travel at the iHotel July 31st, and we're announcing, you know, 8 trips that we have coming up in the future.
Sweet!
And pretty excited about it.
I know the new year doing the Asia trip sounds wonderful.
Asia is going to be fabulous, but we've got a Sedona trip. We've got Alaska with a train ride, all that. We got the Oberammergau.
Nice.
The Passion.
The Passion Play.
It's only been done 42 times because they do it over 10 years.
Right.
So first happened in the 1600s.
And almost sold out already.
It's crazy. This is in 2020, and we've secured tickets, so
okay.
I think that's going to be good, too. Okay, Donald Trump in Helsinki. I thought this was a pretty good quote, particularly the end of this.
Nothing would be easier politically than to refuse to meet, to refuse to engage, but that would not accomplish anything. As president, I cannot make decisions on foreign policy in a futile effort to appease partisan critics or the media or Democrats who want to do nothing but resist and obstruct.
And then this, I thought, was extraordinarily quotable.
I would rather take a political risk in pursuit of peace than to risk peace in pursuit of politics.
Okay, very, very well said, what the president said. Of course, he's getting excoriated because he put into question our intelligence versus what Vladimir Putin says about meddling. Now, if you notice, he said the Russian state has never been involved. And, of course, he has intelligence agents that clearly are part of the Russian state. And we clearly have evidence that they've messed with us. And he just is in flat-out denial and then points to our, you know, shortcomings in America and always comes back to some of the things we've struggled with as well, as like how dare you when you have a log in your own eye, so to speak. And so he's over there trying to build a relationship. The Democrats are furious that he would dare question our intelligence over the word of Vladimir Putin. And so that's what, and again, they don't want this to work out very well right now because they need him to be in cahoots with Putin. So now the word is Putin has bad things on Trump so that he's a puppet. That's what they're pushing.
Huh.
And there are a lot of people that buy it. And it's like, what are you guys, you don't think we'd have known something by now?
Okay.
It is just ridiculous.
And I
don't think you embarrassed Vladimir Putin at a press conference. We don't know what he had. Maybe he was really tough on him behind closed doors. I don't know that. But it wasn't enough publicly, and some Republicans have jumped on it. Not surprising. I think they're all part of the same cabal. Feels like it sometimes. It's just one big system that plays the little guy. I think somebody texted in, they don't like politics. They never have. Both sides just can't articulate, and it's just frustrating that, you know, they're all kind of playing us.
Well, I've never been into politics. No one side can get their point across. Just a bunch of men and women dictating the tax-paying people and making us live the life they want.
And I, again, we don't want... Barack Obama told Vladimir Putin to stop it because he knew all this was going on during the election. He knew they were goofing around. He just told him to stop it. Why wasn't he active in stopping it? Because they thought Hillary'd win. She was a lock. All that stuff. Then the whole Comey thing 9 days before the election kind of hurt her and all those things. So a lot happened the last few weeks. We need to stop this. We're smart enough to figure it out. We've called them out. We said, we're watching this. You need to quit goofing with our elections. Everybody agrees with that.
Well, and... computer wars or internet wars cyber wars is what was quoted on earlier today.
We're all over them too.
Right.
So it's, you know, we're watching just as much as they're watching us. So anyway, we got to do the best we can at the cybersecurity and things because obviously it's a lot more tenuous when you can reach people directly through some of the Facebook stuff. You can reach people a little closer to home versus mass, you know, tampering. So definitely need to pursue all of that. But I promise you, it is better to be a friend of Russia than an enemy. If they control, you know, half the world nukes, we need them for North Korea. We need them certainly for Syria. We certainly need them for Iran. Working from a basis of some kind of relationship might be good for the world. But again, now you've got to push that he's a traitor. Now you've got to push that... You got to impeach him because he's treasonous. The former CIA director, John Brennan, unbelievable. First to call him treason and traitor yesterday. And then a Democrat this morning I heard say that if you don't believe he's a traitor, you're a traitor. That's what you get these days.
Huh.
If you don't agree with me, you're wrong.
Max in Urbana was talking about bringing back Dicta and Johnny on some of this.
Oh, boy. That would really be a treat. You're right, Max. We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5 will break for the news. Come back. What's going to happen in Chicago? We got problems. We can't solve them. What's the issue?
Lots of violence still, and people weren't really talking about it.
Well, because it's kind of the same old, same old.
Okay.
Every 3 hours, somebody's shot in Chicago.
What do you do to figure it out?
Every 16 hours, somebody is shot and killed in Chicago. That's one a day. What do you do? We don't know. Details next.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Now, I think Ben McAdoo's good here. He goes on to talk about Eric Flowers is not very good. He doesn't think Nate Solder's a very good player as well. I think the only thing that Ben McAdoo in this entire interview with the New York Post said that I truly, truly disagree with, besides projecting the New York Giants to win the East, is that he says the Giants were right to pass on Sam Darnold to take Saquon Barkley. I think he's wrong there. He doesn't think Sam Darnold has a good throwing motion. He's worried about his mechanics. I'm worried about how many times you're in a position to get your future franchise quarterback and how many times can you afford to pass on it. You want to bet on your next 3 years on a 37-year-old, always slightly above average quarterback? God bless you. You want to pass on a future quarterback to do that? Go with God. I think you're making a mistake.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Napa Know-How.
If you're a fan of quality parts, Napa's a fan of you. And we're showing the love all week long with double points for Napa Rewards members. Not a member? Not a problem. Just sign up when you check out to get double points in your entire purchase. But don't wait to get rewarded. Double points and Sunday. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Offer available July 16th through July 22nd.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. It's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewwash in Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter is thanking Republican Senator Rand Paul for being one of the few members of Congress to defend his performance with Vladimir Putin yesterday. The president refused to call Putin out over Russian election meddling.
President Trump telling Fox's Sean Hannity,
talking about all of these different things, and we get questions on the witch hunt.
The president also adamant that Russia is not holding anything over his head.
He said as strongly as you can say it, they have no information on Trump.
President Trump also tweeted that he has great confidence in his intelligence people, but added, as the world's two largest nuclear powers, that the U.S. and Russia need to get along.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Tour boat operators are told to stay farther away from an erupting volcano in Hawaii. Flying lava bomb went through a boat's roof yesterday, injuring 23 people. One woman has a badly broken leg. Fox News. We report. You decide.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Canada-based Nutrien is buying Champagne startup Agrible. The News Gazette says Nutrien plans to keep Agrible and its 55 employees in Champagne. The purchase is for $63 million. A Champaign man has been arrested in Kentucky for a fatal shooting in Champaign in March. U.S. Marshals arrested 39-year-old Cornelius Freeman in the fatal shooting of 26-year-old Michael White of Chicago. If you've been to Macy's lately, your information might have been compromised. Macy's has announced it has been hit by a data breach. Macy's sent a letter to customers who might have been affected, saying the data breach happened between April 26th and June 12th. Macy's said shoppers' personal details, and in some cases credit card information, might have been accessed by a third party. Personal details that could have been compromised include addresses, phone numbers, email addresses, and birthdays. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking pretty good, Stevie J. We've got a high 84, low 68 with clear conditions tonight. 81 tomorrow, down to 58. On Wednesday evenings, our neighborhood nights with the Urbana Park Districts will be at Ambucks Park right off University and feature the Church Street Ramblers. Thursday's high at 82, down to 67. That's when we got a shot at showers in the forecast Thursday night and coming into Friday. But the weekend looks terrific. Don't forget our Mile at the Pines event on Sunday evening, the 22nd. MileAtThePines.com. 9 different waves of runners in different categories. And we'll start that at 6 and helping out the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. We're currently at 75 on ESPN 93.5.
We have some gift cards that we sell at RadioRefunds.com. You can buy some of these gift cards for less. Pay through PayPal. City Girl Yogurt off University in Cunningham at Urbana, $15 is all you'll pay for a $30 gift card. A $10 gift card on sale for $5 at Steeple Coffee House off the downtown square of Monticello. Humble Hog, we went up there and ate Friday night.
Oh, nice.
Humble Hog, delicious. And Harvest Ale House, owned by Ben Grice.
Mm-hmm.
$25 gift cards for only $12.50. I've got the $10 gift certificates. I've got two $10 gift certificates. There's smoked food truck and tacos. They're really good. Barbecue and tacos.
Yeah.
$20 for 10. Pie's the Limit, $10 for 6. Arrowhead Lanes and Western Bowl and Champagne, $50 gift cards for all that indoor golf and cosmic bowling and pizzas. $50 gift cards for only $25. And finally, Body Bronze off Windsor and Champagne. Sunless Tanning Spa, $35 gift cards for $17.50. So go to RadioRefunds.com, save money. RadioRefunds.com. Talked a lot about Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump this morning. I am totally against what everybody's saying, most everybody. I think the president was fine, although when I quit watching it, I said he's going to get blasted for all that. He was too moderate, too much leaning toward Vladimir Putin on a few things. He'll just get creamed. But if you're trying to build a relationship with the other superpower, you don't embarrass him at the podium. We don't know what happened behind closed doors, and let's see what happens going forward. But this whole narrative of Russia cheated with Trump and it's an illegitimate election, I mean, it just isn't. It's just something they've got to keep going for midterms. The Democrats got to keep going for midterms and for the presidential election. You got to taint him. They got to paint Vladimir as a really, really bad guy that you can't ever work with, that we need to be adversaries. Donald Trump says we need to be friends. I agree with that. Jeff Manasso, Fox News, Chicago. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. We're very aware of the website, heyjackass.com. It kind of keeps track of the Chicago violence. And every 3 hours and 6 minutes, somebody's shot in Chicago. Every 15 hours, 57 minutes, somebody's killed in Chicago. Homicides at 296. As bad as all this is, Jeff, I think it's less than last year. But the bottom line is this is way too much killing. One every day. Somebody shot every 3 hours and 6 minutes. What's the future? I've talked to some Chicago police people that say they don't think they can ever fix this.
Well, you know, I read an interesting op-ed in the Chicago Tribune over the weekend, and it basically spelled it out like this. You know, that Democrats, that Republicans, that groups representing all sides of these types of situations, where be it Black Lives Matter and other groups, they need to put politics and their own interests aside and come together and really look at this problem and say, okay, how do we fix this? How do we get smart when it comes to dealing with crime in a city that we've talked about this a million times, Steve J, in a city that has the toughest gun laws in the books, in a city where 99.9% of the gun crimes are illegal guns. There are people that are using illegal guns to commit these crimes in a city where a police chief is basically hamstrung by City Hall, in a city where the criminal justice system, as Eddie Johnson, Superintendent Eddie Johnson, has said, is basically a revolving door criminal justice system where criminals, repeat offenders, felons, they're not being taken seriously in terms of the laws, and these guys are back out on the street in a matter of days after committing crimes. And so to really answer that question, you're going to have to put personal opinions and emotions aside and deal with it head on.
Yeah.
But the optics of
that,
when there's this is a day and age where we've got cameras and we see things. So the optics of police being tough in the back of the yards neighborhood, rolling in and taking drug dealers off the streets who may protest their arrests. Those are very real and emotion is involved. And it's a tough thing to be a cop in the city of Chicago. It's a tough thing to be a cop anywhere. But, the feds have come in to help the city. In terms of gun trafficking, in terms of drug trafficking, and trying to combat the worst of the worst, but it really is an uphill battle.
Well, and I talked to a police officer a number of years ago who said that there will be no police officer in the city of Chicago that ever chase anyone again, because they'll tackle them, the kid will hurt a shoulder, the city gets sued, city settles, police officer says, what's the point? And I think that as recently as last year, I talked to some police officers from Chicago, and they said it's never going to change. There's no changing what's going on up there. And I'm sure it's partly because they can't do what they need to do because of politics. And yet we're sitting here with people dying every single day. And as Mike Ditka says, you get what you tolerate, and I guess we're tolerating this.
Which is unfortunate, because the folks in these neighborhoods, the 85% of them are law abiding. They're now imprisoned in their homes and their backyards, and even in some cases are still shot. Children are shot sitting in their homes or in their backyards as stray bullets go by, and you don't see the outrage that you saw with the shooting of this 37-year-old man during that confrontation with Chicago police who happened to be armed. He was packing. He had a belt. He had a gun to his right. He had extra clips to his left. And that video that the police released right away to try and combat some of the protests that we were seeing, it showed what it showed to the naked eye. You can kind of see him, turning around and it appeared to be reaching for his gun. I mean, that's that is a textbook case where a police officer has the right to use deadly force. However, it doesn't fit a certain narrative,
yep.
and the people who are the loudest, they get the most attention, and we continue to give them that attention. And so, as you mentioned, your fellow officers, they're putting their hands up and saying, what am I even doing here anymore? I
mean, no, and they're all looking at the door. They want to get out. And listen, out of 1,850 people shot and killed in Chicago this year, about 1,800 and I guess it's more like 1,820. Exactly 13 have involved police. 13 out of 1,820 incidents, deaths, and shootings. Only 13 have involved police. But yet, the perception is, well, police are out to get them. Now, for Pete's sakes. This is black on black for the most part. And why we're sitting back and just, I don't know. I don't know what they feel they can do. Apparently nothing, because this is just not tolerable. You cannot allow this in a civilized society to happen.
It's one of the reasons why people are fleeing. One of the many reasons why people are fleeing Chicago in droves.
Well, 300,000 in the last couple of years. So, okay, Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio, based in Chicago. Stay safe.
You bet. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. And how many want to be in the gangs, or how many don't have any choice because that's how they survive?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not, then you're on the outside looking in, which mm-hmm. might not be a good spot either.
Mm-hmm.
And every block is my territory. Then the line is here, and then it's their territory. And then somebody gets shot in the wrong territory, and then they have to retaliate. And that goes on for infinity. What do the police do? Every incident is scrutinized. Now, it's fine to investigate, but they can't do anything without being accused of being a bigot, a racist, whatever they are. You're just not going to have any law and order when you're not allowed to have law and order. And it's just long overdue for, I don't know what. It's at this point, I don't know. If they don't think they can do it, I don't know how to do it. I'm just saying that I can't believe we can't do anything. We won't do anything. Door to door, disarm them. They're all illegal weapons. Police state, block by block, going to get people killed.
Should the military get involved?
I don't know. I just think that if you have illegal weapons and you go and raid and secure neighborhoods and make them weapon, if they're illegal, you can have them.
Well, most there'd be targeting issues.
Well, sure, because these are minorities.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I don't know. Tough one. 843 ESPN 93.5.
BC Ag Services invites you to the Farmland Owners Workshop on Tuesday, August 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Champaign County Farm Bureau in Champaign. Grow your knowledge of farm real estate, appraisals and management, and explore estate planning tips for ag professionals. For complete details, visit BC.com or call 217-351-2744. BC, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Over the years, I've loved leading groups on cruises and travel adventures all over the world. So much so, we started our own company. Introducing Stevie J Travel, a travel company dedicated to the best group travel anywhere you want to go. Maybe it's St. Louis or New Zealand or Cape Horn or a trip to the Galapagos. We specialize in group travel. That's all we do. And we put together an experienced team of travel experts like Mary Beth Karasik, former director of Busey Pillar Club, and Bill Owen, former owner of Franklin Travel, who has done over $200 million in group travel in his career. If you're interested in having us organize your next trip, just contact us or join us for one of ours, like Larry Canfer's wonderful trip to Ireland in September and our trip to Asia this January. Just go to steviejtravel.com for all the information. That's steviejtravel.com. Where do you want to go?
ESPN 93.5, the All-Star Home Run Derby kind of fun is over. And now All-Star game tonight, then off day tomorrow, and then
Cubs versus Cardinals.
Showtime.
Aw, yeah.
It's showtime for the Cardinals. It's not showtime for the Cubs. The Cubs are favored to win this thing, and they should. I'm just interested to see if Manny Machado goes to Philadelphia. The strong rumors are this slugger from Baltimore will be a rent-a-player for 2 months. Or will Milwaukee be desperate enough to give up stuff they don't want to for 2 months to catch the Cubs? But the Cardinals' season is on the line right now. If the Cubs do what the Cubs do, they could bury the Cardinals and put them out. Probably put them way back because there's 8 games coming up in the next week and a half. Cubs and Cardinals. Ought to be fun. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's what's happening in the MLB for Illini Nation. They're talking about the Illini volleyball schedule and how tough this could be.
Well, we got two dates with Nebraska who won the national title, right?
Exactly. Yep. And two from the Final Four, for that matter. 13 NCAA tournament qualifiers are in this schedule in the second year for Chris Thomas. 31 matches and 13 at Huff, including the orange and blue scrimmage. We'll start things at Fort Collins, Colorado on August 24th. I know Purdue is our Big Ten opener on September 21st. We've got Iowa. We've got Northern Iowa and the home opener on September 14th. So I think tickets are right around $40-$45 for the season.
Wow. Volleyball is so fun.
Yeah.
You get behind this team and plus some terrific competition.
And Illini, or American Volleyball Coaches Association, talking about excellence in the classroom with most of our Illini team at 3.4 or higher. That's fantastic.
Yep.
And, of course, we've got Big Ten Media Days approaching. Nick Allegretti, Mike Dudak, and Jamal Milan are some of the players that have been announced from the football team that will be joining Lovie Smith and Josh Whitman. And we'll try to grab as many interviews as possible next week in downtown Chicago with the Jeremy Werner Show. Thanks to the U of I Community Credit Union. As you apply for the official card of the Fighting Illini football team at IlliniCard.org, new card owners can score 50,000 bonus points when you spend $5,000 on the card in the first 90 days. Redeem those points and fly anytime, anywhere with no blackout dates. Apply today, IlliniCard.org.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, will have Nike, Columbia, and 47 brand discounted low for the epic clearance event starting Friday, August 3rd. Get suited up in tees, tanks, sweatshirts, polos, and other quality Fighting Illini apparel at the lowest prices you've ever seen. The sale will be just 3 days long at Game Day Spirit, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th on Neil and Kirby in Champaign. Follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook to stay up to date on sale details and previews.
Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor's Nursery is your local garden center, and we're fully stocked with perennials, trees, shrubs, and annuals all summer long. This week only, we're having a Fill the Green Cart sale. All the 4-inch annuals and flats you can fit into a green cart without stacking for $20. We've seen people get as many as 50 plants. There are restrictions, but I promise it's the best deal you'll ever see on annuals. If you're more into shade, Country Arbor's is also having a big sale on trees. Buy any tree this week, and we'll give you 20% off the tree and 10% off the planting. So come out to Country Arbor's Nursery or go to countryarbors.com for more information and directions.
Get it now. Get your artwork before it's gone at the Larry Canfor Gallery's 30% off the wall sale. This Thursday through Sunday, all artwork in the gallery is at least 30% off. Get the artwork you want before it's gone. This week only at the Larry Canfor Gallery.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Right now, save with a great deal on Armor All Canister Wipes and get 2 for only $8. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See program terms on AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. Items must be purchased on same sales receipt.
All right, so spring green tomorrow for hardworking man. What's my weather looking like? Because I'm not going if it's 90.
Well, it looks like you're in luck, Stevie J. Today's high 84 with the sunshine, down to 60 tonight. 81 the high tomorrow, down to 58. Beautiful.
Oh.
In fact, you might want to work an extra few hours.
No, I'm okay here. Again, my plan is to get in their truck after the broadcast of Spring Green in St. Joe tomorrow, your neighborhood lawn care team. I'll become a team member at 9 on Facebook Live, and I'm hoping that maybe we have to drive to Humboldt or somewhere far, spray a lawn, which, of course, I can't get near the chemicals because they smell, and then get back in the cab.
They do service a big area.
Yeah.
Including Mattoon and Charles.
How about a little trip to Effingham, and maybe we can go to the Firefly or something for lunch and then come home.
Thursday's high at 82. Thursday night, a 30% chance of thunderstorms, 50% chance of rain on Friday's forecast, but setting up a terrific weekend ahead. Saturday's high at 78. Sunday, we're at 80 with plenty of sunshine for our Mile at the Pines event. MileAtThePines.com to get involved.
Ooh, what's this sprayer do? Ooh, sorry. Spring green tomorrow.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in Central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, ESPN 93.5 Jeremy Warner Show will be coming up next. Dan Karp this afternoon. And we invite you to stay tuned for all the very latest with the Jeremy Warner Show in live in Chicago Monday, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, talked a lot about Donald Trump. Thanks for all your texts and comments. It would have been easier to criticize. I did not criticize Donald Trump. If you're working out a relationship, you don't embarrass the guy at the podium. And I don't know what he did behind closed doors. Yes, we should stop tampering our elections, but it wasn't the first time it happened. This has happened every time. And all of a sudden, it's important because Hillary lost. That's it.
We got a text in about the Chicago concerns from John. We currently have a system in place to help solve our crime problem. It's called our prison system. We don't utilize it nearly enough. No. You don't need to look any further than Champaign County State's Attorney's Office to identify the problem. Catch and release isn't working.
Well, and again, we talked about prison reform. That's a whole nother issue.
I know it.
Who should be in there? Who shouldn't?
I know.
People that are druggies that have an issue probably need to fix the issue. The dealers? Some of those guys? Yeah. And then what do you do with the mental illness people? Mental illness ends up in jail because we don't know what to do with them. I mean, that doesn't fix anything. They're still going to be mentally ill in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to refocus a whole lot of our energies on fixing people that you can fix. If you commit the crime, you do the time. I'm fine with that. But some people in there that are on whatever charges, you probably, if you've got X percent that are mentally unstable or ill, are you not going to do anything with that? Because there's no other place to go, no resources to help them.
And
probably need to change that.
I know that you've seen the repeat offenders and had conversations with law enforcement officials about that.
Pretty frustrating, I know, for them because they put them in and they come right back out. I mean,
That's right.
So it's tough. All right, we'll get back into it tomorrow. We thank you.
All right, enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J, live from Spring Green in St. Joe tomorrow. Broadcasting live, so I got to figure out when I need to leave.
Set that up. Get well versed on your Cubs speak also.
They're Cardinal fans out there.
No, Steve.
No, they're Cardinal fans. That's what I heard. Have a great Tuesday.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lands is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lands today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Houlihan's is now offering Sunday brunch from 9 to 2. Enjoy some of Houlihan's favorites in addition to new brunch items such as stuffed French toast, buttermilk pancakes, Southwest skillet, house-made quiche, avocado toast, and mushroom spinach and goat cheese omelets. Have Sunday brunch outdoors with a mimosa or Bloody Mary in hand and great company at Houlihan's on their beautiful, secluded patio. Can't make it to brunch? Houlihan's has patio play every Thursday this summer from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. featuring live local music. Check out Houlihan's on their Facebook page.
Get it now. Get your artwork before it's gone at the Larry Canfor Gallery's 30% off the wall sale. This Thursday through Sunday, all artwork in the gallery is at least 30% off. Get the artwork you want before it's gone. This week only at the Larry Canfor Gallery.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Right now, save with a great deal on Armor All Canister Wipes and get 2 for only $8. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See program terms on AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. Items must be purchased on same sales receipt.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Honda, just like your favorite baseball team, we're pretty used to this whole winning thing. The all-new 2018 Honda Accord has been named the 2018 North American Car of the Year and named the Car and Driver's 2018 10 Best List a record 32 times. That's a lot of W flags to fly. Baseball fans will appreciate. The Accord was built just like an electrifying second baseman. Quick, agile, and enough power to leave the yard in a hurry. The Accord now comes equipped with available mobile hotspot, and Honda Sensing Safety is now standard on every model. The legendary Accord knows what it takes to stay at the top of its game, and that's by continuing to make the best better each and every year. Experience this game-changing Accord live and in person. Get up and go to your Central Illinois Honda dealers and save big by taking advantage of the year's best offers. Visit CentralIsleHondaDealers.com today. Car and Driver, January 2018.
Lieutenant Rich Searles and Skip Frost remember Harley Rutledge.
Harley was a police officer for 21 years, a couple years up in Ranchville, and about 19 for the city of Urbana. While he was at the city of Urbana, he was a patrol officer, field training officer, a state police drug task force inspector, founding member of the Urbana Street Crimes Unit, a patrol sergeant, a detective sergeant, and lastly, a patrol division lieutenant.
And Skip Frost, it was an accident. It was like on a dock, and he fell, and heartbreaking.
It was. It was a shock to all of us, and I know for all his friends, all the law enforcement community that knew him, his wife Mandy and his two children, Hannah and Dylan, it was very much sent shock through the entire community.
He's what you'd want, the kind of guy you'd want to investigate a crime.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.